Wednesday, May 11th, 2022, named workout today, Christine. It is also our not for time workout if you so desire. Do it for time if you want, or just move at a pace that just feels okay today. Don't run the clock, it's all right. So 3 rounds for time or not of a 500 meter row, 12 deadlifts at whatever your body weight is, and then 21 box jumps. And for both men and women, the box jump is 20 inches. Maybe a bit confusing. For both men and women, the box jump is 20 inches high. Step down if you so desire. Totally good to go. I'll be stepping down. Last time we did this was on April 5th, 2021. If you want to go back into the BTWB app and see how it went for you. We, of course, have the other equipment conversions in case you're going to replace the rowing with biking or running or something like that. Videos showing all the movements. And for this, the 12 deads of body weight. Now, of course, you can pull on the rower so hard that you'll have to break up the deadlifts for sure. But I would like to see at least in round one, somebody be profoundly confident that after doing a nice, you know, appropriately tough row pace, that they'll be able to get those 12 deadlifts unbroken. That's what we're looking to have right there. If right out of the gates, you know the 12 deadlifts at your body weight is way too heavy, going to be broken up into 2 or 3 sets, no doubt, even in round one, we probably want to scale that down a bit. Super fitness robot times pulled from BTWB data. Men, 10 minutes, 37 seconds or less. Women, 12 minutes and 4 seconds or less. More likely, men, 13 minutes and 30 seconds, women 15 minutes. Wildcard option, precisely the same as the workout of the day, but we're replacing the rower with 1,200 meters each round on the air bike. And so if you're going to do that anyway, now it's already in the app, all good to go for you. The scaled option today, 3 rounds for time or not, 500 meter row, and then 12 deadlifts at 60%, so you're not doing full body weight. 0.6 of your body weight should be on the barbell. So if you weigh 100 pounds, the barbell would weigh 60 pounds. And then 21 box step-ups or jumps. 20 inches for men, 12 for women. And we've got a video showing the box step-up. Limited equipment option, 3 rounds for time or not, 400 meter run, 12 left leg, single leg, stiff-legged deadlifts, then 12 right leg, single leg, stiff-legged deadlifts, it's a tongue twister, and then 15 tuck jumps. And that movement, the deadlift is done with a single dumbbell, a single 50 for the men, a single 35 for the women. We've got a video showing that. Super fitness robot time, 15 minutes and 30 seconds or less, more likely in the neighborhood of 22 minutes. And then no equipment workout, 3 rounds for time or not, 400 meter run, 40 glute bridges, 15 tuck jumps. It's a challenging workout today. All three of those elements, a row, a deadlift, and a box jump, are just posterior chain through the roof. So the interference is high. The fatigue is going to set in as the workout goes on. You're, of course, pulling on the rower. You're pulling on the barbell. It's a tough one today, and largely it will be dictated by the pace that you choose on the rower. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. First one is an either or. Either barbell glute bridges, 3 sets of 5 to 10 reps, or glute ham raises, 3 sets of 5 to 10 reps. Both have videos. Glute ham raises are fantastic, but you need a GHD. Not everybody has one. And then plank hold. Accumulate 2 to 5 minutes. Got a video showing that. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes of casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the glute stretch, probably feel great coming off that rower, calves and foam rolling, and foam roller for the back and lats. Hope you enjoyed Christine. For most of us tomorrow, it is a rest day. I encourage you to take it, and I'll see you back here on Friday.